Okay, this is March 22nd or 23rd, and I told Ross to go upstairs. I said, I bet you weigh 65 pounds. I said, how much do you think I weigh, Daddy? And I said, I bet you weigh 65 pounds. And he said, okay, I'll try. And what he meant is, I'll go upstairs and check myself out and see if indeed I can make that much weight. Which is, Mary sort of remarked on that. You know what you mean? I'll try. Well, you didn't put on weight between being down here and being up there, did you, Ross? So there wasn't much you could do. All you could do was find out, right? Right. And then after, a little bit later, he came down and he said, we were talking about weight, and he says, all sixth grade, I was weighing how much? 42 pounds?
Fourth grade.
And then now I'm weighing 50. Is that what he said? So he used the so-called state of verb weigh, which is supposedly not to take a progressive tense with the progressive.
Look, I weighed 42 then, I weigh 60 now.
Okay.
That was weighing.
Stop it, Mark. Marky, I'm trying to make a linguistic point.
I'm busted.
So the point is that, do you say I weigh 60 now or I am weighing 60 now?
I weigh
60 now, or I am weighing 60 now. What's the difference?
Let me through my love. I weigh means that you haven't been changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have weight, or I am waiting, means you might be changing. Like you're going.
Oh, I see. You never know when it's going to change. That's good. Today is the 29th, I believe, 28th maybe, of March, and Wednesday. I'm going to take the boys to school today. This morning, Marky came in and said, you know what's interesting about Zelda? Go ahead, tell us, Marky. Some of the higher levels are harder than the lower ones.
No.
He said it wrong. No, he said it wrong first. Well, that's how he corrected himself. And let me finish what I'm saying. Okay, scratch what Mark said. He said, what's interesting about Zelda is that some of the higher levels are harder than the lower ones. I mean, Mary said, what do you mean? And he said, some of the harder levels are, some of the lower levels are easier than the higher levels. And he corrected himself again. Then he said, well, let's put it this way, that some of the level two is easier than level one, is what he said. Anyway, he said exactly the phrase, let's put it this way, which I thought was very interesting. And now it's interesting that he says, I didn't say, let's put it this way. How do you know you didn't say, let's put it this way, Mark? How do you know you didn't say that? Well, you have exact memory for all your words?
Yeah.
Can you remember every word you've ever said in your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay, then tell them to me. What?
Gogumslot.
Gogumslot?
When I was a little baby.
Okay, then what was the next word you said?
Himdeblood.
What?
Himdeblood.
Himdeblood, okay. And what did you say after that? When was the first regular word of English you ever said?
Poo-poo.
Me. Go sit at the table right now. Mark, hurry before she starts yelling. This is Ross talking to Ben Barnes on the phone, and he said to Ben, I'll tell you all the things that I have on my sheet, and then you can sign up for things that I have.
No, for things that you want.
Oh, things that you want that I have. Right. And Mary was impressed by how well expressed it was. This is, again, March 28th. Ross is talking to Ben on the phone. Here's the rest of the conversation.
Clarinet today, and then clarinet again today. I've got table tennis 4 days for fourth period. Okay, got that done? Okay, for sixth period, I've got
hold the same creative writing for 2 days and volleyball for the other 2 days. Creative writing for 2 days and volleyball for the other 2 days. That's sixth period. Okay, here's seventh period. Arts and crafts, 4 days. Eighth period, tennis, 4 days. And ninth period, shooting, 4 days.
Thomas, see if you can get the last
period. So once you get your yellow sheet, just pick the ones that I got and put them on yours, okay? The ones that you want.
Can I just look at one thing here?
In creative writing and poetry together. I think you two would really have fun together on that. But he's good at that anyway. Mm-hmm. And so are you.
I can put that in the middle of the list.
Mom, we should get our eggs polished in the
middle. No, let me write that down.
Okay, now here's the deal, Mark. Remember, now let's go back to the beginning of the story, okay? First of all, you told me about those flies that were adapted to the chemical. Tell me how that works, okay?
Okay.
And I'll tell you about the chemical.
It's like, say you have a problem with flies.
Okay.
You get this insecticide that really works. Mm-hmm. And you spray it, and some of the insects die, and some of them are strong enough to live, and to barely live, and have babies.
Okay.
And those babies are sort of like their dad.
Right.
They get stronger.
Right.
And they have babies. And it keeps on going on, and the babies keep on getting stronger, and sooner or later, the babies, the bugs, will be able to resist the insecticide.
Right.
And can live in it.
Okay. Okay. So how would it work with human beings? Let's think about it with human beings. Okay. Let's imagine that human beings
live in the cold.
Some human beings die when they eat chocolate. You want to live in the cold? Let's do live in the cold. Okay. Let's suppose that some human beings
live in the cold.
Let's say first of all, some of them are really can take the cold. Some are really tough. Some people are real tough and
Ross,
they can take the cold.
Ross can take the cold.
And other people cannot take the cold.
I can't.
You can't?
I can take the hot.
You can take the hot and he can take the cold. Okay. Now, supposing it turns really cold.
I can take sweat.
I went
in summer.
Yeah.
It was real hot right. In summer.
Yeah.
And Ross was like, oh, I need water. And I had all this energy and everything. Mm-hmm. And I kept on seeing all these kids walk up to the water fountain. And I passed up every single water fountain without taking a sip.
Right. Okay, now, supposing the weather suddenly turns cold.
Burr.
We have a new ice age.
Eat the snow.
We have a new ice age, and we don't have summers anymore, and the winters get colder and colder. Okay, and we run out of natural gas, so we can't heat our house. Okay, we can't have heat. So what's going to happen to all the people that can't take the cold?
Die.
Okay, so who's going to be left?
The people who can.
Okay, and then they have children.
I'll die.
You'll probably die. Okay,
you'll
live.
You'll have barely a couple. You'll have about two
tough.
More years.
Yeah. Okay.
Because older people can usually resist
the cold. Yeah.
The cold.
Okay.
But Ross will live longer than you.
Right, and he'll have some babies. He'll find a girl who's still alive, and she's also, that girl and Ross are going to be good at resisting cold. Okay, and they'll have little babies who can also resist the cold.
See? I'm sure they'll be, he'll find enough.
Girls? Oh yeah, he does pretty good at that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's an expert.
Yeah. Okay, so do you understand now how they keep on, and then all those babies are going to be able to resist the cold. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, simple.
Now how did Darwin figure this out? Let's see how Darwin figured this out. Okay. So he found these bones, okay. First of all, his daddy, Darwin's daddy.
Thank you.
And his grandpa was a very, very smart man. A physician, naturalist, and poet. And he thought, maybe, in the old days, do you know that they didn't believe in evolution? Did you know that?
They didn't believe in it.
Before Darwin, they did not believe in evolution.
Oh, yeah.
What did they believe in? What did they believe in?
God.
And what does it say in the Bible?
God created everything.
How many days did it take?
About 7.
Yeah. 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it didn't take, like, millions of years, right?
Right.
Right. So when Darwin said...
It just went boom, boom.
Right. So when Darwin said it took millions and millions of years to get like this, how do you think people felt about that?
Ha 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 ha.
Okay. Now, let's see. Now, there was another guy called Lamarck. Do you know about Lamarck?
Thank you.
Lamarck had a different theory. Do you want me to tell you about Lamarck's theory? Can I read this to you?
Why don't I just read myself?
This is interesting. Let me read it.
Okay.
Lamarck liked to refer to a giraffe because its long neck seemed to be so odd. Okay. He said that the giraffe may have grown from an animal much like an antelope. Then at some point, he began to eat the leaves of trees. In order to do this, it had to stretch its neck. At first, these parts of its body were stretched just a little, and the longer neck, tongue, and legs were passed on to its offspring. See, and every time they grew up, they got their necks longer and longer. Do you believe that? Okay, then what would Darwin say instead of that?
They just grew. Because, I mean, it's like the same as humans. What basketball players would be considered tall, and my teachers, in the days when you were little, the people your size right now would consider you a tall person.
Yeah, but what about the giraffe?
And
what about the giraffe?
They keep on. It's like a tall person. I mean, it's like a person. You would be in real old days. You would be considered practically a giant.
Sure. But wait a second, let's talk about the giraffes. How did the giraffe get their long neck? Did he keep on stretching to reach the leaves? What did Darwin say?
I don't know.
Darwin says that only the animals that had long necks survived. Because the trees kept on getting higher and higher. Okay? And the longer you got a neck, and if you had little babies that didn't have long necks, you couldn't reach the leaves. Only the piggy giraffes that ate the leaves up with the long necks would eat, get all the food, and the ones that had short necks would die.
Why didn't the long-necked parrots give food to their little-necked babies?
Because the giraffes don't help their babies like that. They're not nice to the babies like that.
Oh.
They might help them a little bit. But when they get older, they still have to, and the giraffes work on their own. They don't work in families. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't that they stretched. It's that the ones that didn't have long necks died. Okay, now, they kept
and
on
that
scaling.
That made us to believe that they stretched because all of them had long necks.
Right.
All of the ones that lived. Right. And we only saw the ones that lived.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
What?
Now, are we ready for the next thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is where the beagle went. This one of the places that the beagle went is through the Galapagos Islands. Aren't they strange looking?
Weird.
This is the Galapagos Islands.
The
there are
trees
lots of little
are
islands.
Weird.
There's Narborough, Albemarle, Indefatigable, Barrington, Chatham. Okay. Would you like to go visit the Galapagos Islands sometimes?
No way, the trees were ugly.
Okay, now Darwin studied all these little birds. Different types of finches. They have blue beaks or different. See? And he asked himself, why are all these little birds all different? What do you think? Why are they all different?
They're different species.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what he found? Every little island had its own species. Okay?
Cool, man.
That was because they could not breed together, because the birds couldn't.
I know. Because like certain time.
Yeah.
Say the mangrove can live in, say, some hot place like a desert.
Right.
Then if the large ground finch can live way, way up in the Arctic.
Right.
Well, the mangrove finch, the little guy who lives down in the desert, couldn't resist that cold.
Okay.
And he would die there.
Okay, now I'll tell you what's interesting. You see all these guys?
Yeah.
They all came from one type of finch.
Huh.
See how they all look different? This is what evolution does. Evolution takes, there was a grandpa, great, 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 grandpa finch. And these are all the children. All the children went to different islands and they got slightly different by evolution.
This is the smallest.
In the old days, Darwin went down and he dug into the fossils and he found in the old days there was only one type of finch in the Galapagos. Isn't that interesting?
What was that?
I don't know. They didn't show
it. Wait, how did... Oh, yeah. Is this how they killed the dinosaurs died? How did the dinosaurs die again?
Dinosaurs, we think that they might have been a comet. Maybe a comet.
Do they know?
We're not sure yet. They're still working on that.
Darn it.
Now, here's another thing. A strange thing that happened. There are strange lizards.
They just changed color.
Mm-hmm.
So?
Oh, it's just kind of interesting. Okay, these are just all come from the same dead grandpa. In one island, they look this way. On the other island, they look that way. See?
One island, they look green. Another island, they look blazzy.
Okay.
And fat.
So then they went down to the bottom, down, way, way down.
Dad. Doesn't this look like a human?
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of, yeah.
Dad, that looks related to a human.
Mm-hmm.
How come? I mean, it looks like it was sort of part like man.
Right.
It looks like it's part man.
Do you think that it came from man, that it evolved from man?
Yes.
No, it's the other way around. Yeah. It's the other way around.
Well, man
we're not even cousins. His great, 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 great grandpa, okay, like about 200,000 times
better. Like Mr. Elephant.
Okay, is the same as your great, 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 but that we branched off way back here. You see, millions and millions of years ago, we had the same common ancestor. But then he branched off one way, and you branched off the other way. But he is closer to you than, say, a sponge or a mushroom. He looks more like you do than a mushroom.
What I mean is, like, he looks almost like he could walk on 2 feet.
Yeah, almost. But if you look at his back legs, they look a little funny. They don't look quite like yours.
But he could all... If you teach them for about 2 years, he could walk.
He is a vertebrate.
He could walk on 2 feet if you teach them. Taught him for about 1 year.
No, I don't believe that.
I do.
Okay, well, that's your theory, and you'll have to prove it by making... If you can teach one of these guys to do it, then you'll win the argument, okay? Okay. Now, here's a very, very...
Find one.
Okay. Here's a guy who all of his relatives are dead, okay? He's a very, very old one, okay?
I wouldn't dare getting a chance of lizard babies.
I just want you to see this guy? He's the ancestor of this guy.
Cool, dude.
Look what the ancestor looks like. okay?
Radical.
Okay, now let's go and see some more here. Okay. Then Darwin went to Krakatoa. Okay, and this
Atoa?
Is Krakatoa, where life began. Okay. And when Krakatoa blew up, this big volcano blew up, everything was killed. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And after...
Everything in the world.
Mm-hmm. Everything in Krakatoa was killed, on the island of Krakatoa.
Okay.
Okay. First thing, after the thing came, first thing that came were the mosses and the ferns. Okay? I'll show you where they are.
Here's a fern.
Here, write these things right here. These little guys right here. Mosses.
Here's a fern.
Right. Right. These guys right here. Then came the seeds of flowering plants, like these guys came. Okay? And one after another, only really late were these guys. These animals came really late. First came all the plants, okay?
Okay, like the trees and everything.
Within 50 years, the island was alive again. Okay, it only took 50 years to get things back on schedule.
Hey, Dad.
This is the giant turtle.
That's, now they can prove it.
Uh-huh.
Dad, stop.
That way they could have proved
that the evolution is true.
Okay, but there's one problem. Do you know where those plants came from?
What?
Other islands. They didn't like start from evolution again. In those 50 years, it was not all evolution. They just cheated. They just came from other places. Okay, so it's not real evolution. That's just a little different idea. Okay.
It was a sort of like a sneaky evolution.
Now here's a sneaky evolution.
It was a sneaky evolution, like they sort of sneaked out of the. They said it's sort of like they say, oh, we used to be, the volcano changed our shape or something.
Right.
Just not that. The telephone.
Shall I get?
Okay. But it might.
No, be speechless. Okay, go ahead.
Being speechless.
Yeah, just tell me the whole story.
Okay. Well, Mark said that until third grade, Lauren, his girlfriend, Lauren Bilotti, was speechless.
Uh huh.
And her little brother.
Yeah.
I think it's Simon Bilotti or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He has to wear this thing around his neck
mm-hmm.
so that he can speak or something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
some kind of larynx operation or something.
Yeah, I guess. And then when Rachel Bilotti's mother brought in some home videos from when they were in Germany, because
mm-hmm.
Rachel was born in Germany because her father was in the service,
mm-hmm.
There were a lot of, the little boy's favorite car was, there were a lot of punch buggies in the home video, and he was like, punch buggy, punch buggy, punch buggy. Oh.
What is a punch buggy?
It's like a bug.
A bug?
A buggy.
Oh.
They're like small cars.
Oh, like a soapbox derby kind of thing?
Yeah, like the love bug.
Oh, okay, I got it. Now, a little earlier, you were saying something is like something
else. Herbie.
Yeah, Herbie. Remember a little earlier you were telling me something is like something else?
Hmm.
What was that?
Oh, yeah. When you run in track,
yeah.
It's kind of like spreading butter on...
Yeah. Now, how does that
work? When you run long distance, it's kind of like spreading butter on bread. You have to get the right amount in each on each place.
Uh-huh. And so, why is that?
Because if you... start off real fast,
mm-hmm.
you'll and keep going real fast, then you'll tire out,
mm-hmm.
and everybody will run ahead of you because they'll plan it.
They'll plan it.
And the same on butt on toast. If on toast, if you spread too much butter on one part,
mm-hmm.
then it'll be like too buttery on that part,
mm-hmm.
and the other part won't be buttery enough.
Mm-hmm.
Be like too dry, and if you don't run fast enough, you'll
right.
be beaten.
Do you believe that the old adage that to the slow and steady wins the race? Do you believe that? You know the story about the hare and the tortoise?
Yeah. But you should have got slow.
You should.
Medium.
Medium and steady wins the race?
Mm-hmm.
You think that's true in the Olympics? If you went medium, would you win the race?
Yeah.
You would? In the Olympics?
You certainly wouldn't win fast.
You know what I would say? Huh. Fast and steady wins the race.
Yeah, long distance.
Oh, long distance?
That's what I'm talking about.
Pretty fast. They're pretty fast.
Long distance.
Those long distance runners, you know, marathon runners, you'd be surprised how fast they run. They're not like going like that, you know, like that. No. But they, yeah, they really move along. Isn't that true, Mom?
What's that?
The long-distance marathon runners, they move along.
First is the worst, second is the best. Third is the one who beats all the rest. Runners.
26-mile marathons, 26K. They're pretty fun.
I assume.
Okay, Ross, good night.
My friends thought they were going to be famous. I really thought that they were all, but whenever they say,
April
18th. Famous, I think of bragging, my friends bragging, and my brother bragging, and me bragging about how I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
Really, I don't think about that. But really, when you think you're going to be famous, you really usually aren't going to.
Why not?
Yeah, a little bit. Because they want everybody to fall over.
They want everybody, like me, I want everybody to come and ask me to do some magical power for them. Mm-hmm. I want to be a great Houdini kid. I want to be the Houdini kid or something. Ben wants to be an old a person, some scientist who always takes out water.
Takes out what?
Ben, wait. I want to be a person who has people falling over me and asking me to do something like Houdini tricks or something like that. Mm-hmm. Ben wants people to all fall over him and say, I want to watch one of your science experiments and all that.
And take out water?
And do all this.
What did you say before? Take out water?
Never mind. And Ben, wait. Here, let me start over.
Okay.
I want everybody to fall over me and say, I'll do some so-and-so Houdini magic trick. Mm-hmm. Ben wants everybody to fall over him and say, will you please do an experiment for me? And I don't know what Jared and Mike want to be, but I think Dustin probably wants everybody to think, oh wow, the greatest host in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think Ben,
Dustin
would want like to be.
So he wants to be a talk show host.
Dustin would probably want to be a talk show host. And, Jared Mike, I think Mike is into that science thing. Mike is the same as Ben. Okay?
Yeah.
Mike thinks the same as Ben. Except Jared thinks the same as Ben too, except he thinks, oh, take out some frog's bladder for me.
Oh, bladder.
That, Jared thinks, those scientists that thinks he wants to be everybody falling over him and asking him to he wants everybody to fall over him and Jared probably wants to be a scientist, except a scientist that studies animals.
Oh,
that's what I think Jared would probably want to be.
Yeah, okay, sit down and eat.
Okay.
See, I just fixed you your French toast. This is
actually
9 o'clock at night, and I'm fixing French toast for Mark because I forgot to get him dinner. Mark, Ross, and Daddy
and
are
I'm going to bed at 9. From now on, I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Just like
Ben.
Yeah.
I think Ben goes to sleep at 9 o'clock. I don't know.
Ever since you went to Ben's house, you want to do everything like they do at Ben's house, right?
Yeah.
You want to eat really lots of food.
Eat healthy food.
Eat healthy food like cake for breakfast.
I want to eat stuff like Egg McMuffin on Sundays. And all that lovely stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know. All this lovely stuff. Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict, orange juice. Would you like some orange juice now?
Yeah.
Okay,
but what they had was Kool-Aid.
Oh, well, it's Tang?
They had it was Kool-Aid.
Well, that's all I have.
They have Kool-Aid.
I like
some
orange.
This is good too. Here, I'll make it.
Oh, Mark. Here, honey. Why don't you put these on this plate and eat on this other plate?
Okay. Could you?
The syrup?
Yeah. That wasn't
good. Could I what?
I'll show you later.
Thank you.
you a little bit.
So this is after you've been sick. Say that whole thing again and hold the cat so he doesn't do it.
Okay.
Come here, Kitty. Now listen to Mark.
After you've been sick. After you've been sick, Kitty, you sometimes get to be stronger. Because you see, usually the bad cells die when you're well. When you're well again.
Oh, when you're well again.
When the good cells come over and sort of like devour the bad cells, mm-hmm. sort of like eat up the bad cells. And they use the bad cells as good cells. They change the bad cells and use the bad cells as good cells.
Hmm. And then you have more good cells in your body than bad cells.
Right.
Well, I see.
So being sick is sometimes the little germ don't know this, but being sick can sometimes help you. Mm-hmm. Right after you've been sick, it can sometimes help you.
Well, I know that when you're sick, after you've been sick, because you were fighting those bad germs, then your body has a new way of fighting them.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess it's sort of like what you were saying. They develop, they get good at fighting that particular germ. At first, the germ takes them by surprise. And they say, oh my heavens, we better get busy and fight. But they have to learn a new way of fighting. And so they do. And then the next time that germ comes along to your body knows how to fight that germ. And it's pretty good at it, and it fights really hard, and it's strong, and it won't let you get sick that way again. But if a new germ comes along, and it's never fought that new germ, it's got to learn how to fight the new one.
Well,
they're called antibodies. It builds up antibodies to certain
germs kill that one thing in your body, then this other thing takes over, and then it fights the germs. And if they kill that thing, then you just die.
Goodness, I can't imagine what that would be.
Well, actually, I don't know if you die, but you might die because you get infected again, and it infects the whole body without anything fighting it. So there's two things that fight the bad cells.
Bad germs.
Yeah, the germs.
The blood cells that surround it.
Yeah, and there's another
thing. Eat it up, and antibodies.
Yeah, like say the germs get defeated by one of the things, then all these little blood cells come along and go. Yummy, yummy! They take nibble by nibble and take some of the germs stuff, and it's sort of like our body. Their body sort of like grinds up the germ, and uses the germ for more energy. So then, when it splits in two, it'll still be as big as it used to be. If it ate one of the germs, it'll usually be as big as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Except there will be two of them.
Oh. Cute kitty's just licking himself all over. You gonna clean up that old wound, are you, kitty? I think the kitty got bitten on his back or something, and it's been getting really big, but it hasn't been bleeding and icky.
Probably
he
got in a fight.
Yes. Well, he's had that infection for about 2 weeks now.
Huh?
Yeah. And so we finally got the fur, shaved the fur, so that we could get to it and he could lick it.
Why you want him to lick it?
Clean it out.
If he licks it, it cleans it out. Yeah. What?
Washes it.
Never do that.
When you get a sore, you need to clean it out. Of course, you don't lick it. But sometimes, if I get a sore, I lick it. To get the dirt out and stuff, and it works very well.
If I get a cut, and I would just lick the blood.
Yeah, but I lick the dirt off. It's kind of dirty.
I lick the blood. I lick the blood so it goes right back. Does licking the blood help you, like, make it so it goes right back into your body?
No.
What's it do?
Gets your sore clean.
What do you do? Pee out the blood?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like eating it. You digest it.
Digest the blood. Boy, I've been digest. Boy, huh?
No. It doesn't hurt.
Whoa.
What's wrong with that?
No wonder my pee feels real hot. Well, right after I had it cut, I licked up the blood and I had to go to the bathroom. So I went over, and when I pee, it felt real hot.
Maybe you had a fever.
No. It's just the blood that makes it real hot.
I don't think so. Maybe you were cold. Sometimes if you go outside and it's really, really cold, your body on the outside gets cold. And then when you pee, the inside of your body is warmer than the outside of your body, so then the pee feels hot. Because your body's cold on the outside, but it's still warm on the inside. And of course, the pee is the same temperature as the body. Inside. Not outside. Then it would feel hot.
So I was probably.
And then sometimes I've taken a really, really hot bath so that my body is hot on the outside, but it's still cool like my body is on the inside. And when I pee, it feels cool.
Okay. In the summer, your pee feels as cold as ice cubes.
Yeah, see, that's because your body keeps an even temperature inside, but the outside of you doesn't.
It's exactly different from a snake. The snake's temperature changes like up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
Snakes
in Africa? Their insides are probably sizzling?
No, snakes in deserts, their insides are probably sizzling.
Yeah, they go to rest. They always stay under a rock so they don't get too hot.
No wonder. I do that.
Do you want to get something to read?
Ooh, it's past time.
Do you want to get something to read?
No. But I do have something to keep with my little mommy.
Your little mommy.
More like big mommy.
I'm going to read. Is that all right?
Yeah. You can read right in your own bed.
Okay.
Isn't that a great treat?
Well.
Marky's pretending he's a rattlesnake. And we're up here, it's May 16th, and we're up here, we're all camping out now. And Mark's the rattlesnake. And what are you doing, Rattler?
You brought that away.
You don't have to. Oh, you want to tuck it away?
Yeah.
Want me to pause it?
Yeah. Now, can we start the
rattlesnake? Rattlesnake? What does rattlesnake do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, wait, you're going to tell me the story.
Not yet.
Well, what about that cute little story that you had where you said, I told it because it's a
silly story.
Oh, yeah.
You meant it's a silly story because I told it. Which one did you mean? It was a silly story because you told it, or you told it because it was a silly story?
Wait, the one that you just heard?
The one I read about Ronald Reagan, about Reagan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I can't read it. And I have to read it off of paper.
No, but is that, did you mean that you told it because it was a silly story, or it was a silly story because you told it?
No, I said, it has to be weird, because whatever I write is weird.
Right, that's what you meant. But what you said was, I told it because it's a silly story.
No, weird.
And that was a mistake, okay. Okay.
No.
Should I turn the light off top?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll turn the light off. I'm a
rattler.
I'm a rattlesnake.
You're the rattler. I am. You know that song, here, rattler, here, here, rattler, here. You know that song?
No.
It's a name of a dog, they call him Rattler. I don't like little rattlesnakes.
This rattlesnake doesn't know how to climb.
Is it a cute little baby rattlesnake that doesn't bite?
Okay, he doesn't have any venom. He doesn't have fangs. He doesn't have venom.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't have a rattle. He doesn't have a rattle on his tail.
He doesn't.
He's a plain old gardener snake. I'm a gardener snake.
A gardener snake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The ones mom always talks about, the friendly ones.
They're not gardener snakes. They're garden snakes.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm a baby garden snake.
You're a baby garden snake. Okay. There's also a thing called a garter snake.
Garter?
Garter snake.
What does he do?
He lives in gardens, but he's not a garden.